We're going to turn this on. What does it mean, Sayon? What is it, Sayon? Sayon means a dry land, a land that has absolutely no moisture. When you take that word...
Yeah, go ahead.
When you take that word and you manipulate its vowels, just right. Like Yishrosh and Yisharesh,
right.
It becomes the opposite.
Right.
So what then does it mean, Tzion? A land that's moist, that's wet. A land that's wet. Moisture. What does moisture mean in Chazal mean? Hoy kol tzomei luchu l'mayim. Ein mayim ela? Torah. Ki mi Tzion teitzei soira. You hear? Tzion is the opposite, it's the same word as Tzoyoin. Just like Yishrosh Yisharesh, Chalitza and Chilutz, there's Tzoyoin and there is Tzion. Dry land, moist land, water, moisture. Ki mitzion teitzer hoikol tzomel chulamayim. Okay, that's what it means, Tzion. It means the Zionist, it means Torah. It doesn't mean Yoikim Torah. It means, got it? Vait.
Yes.
Vait in the Gemara. Okay, I have to go very quickly, no questions. Vait in the Gemara. Chaim shesham yosh shemayim chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem
shulchum
chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem shulchum chaim shem from the mechutz sofen or me'azus ponim. There are two different expressions. Azay ponim means people who have
azus. Yeah.
And then azus ponim. I should not be mechutzef. Right. I should not be mechutzef.
No, it says shlo yetzio like las mamzeres.
Az is shlo yiskor. What is Rashi? He's saying heavy duty perushim. We have to learn very pashut. I don't know the footnotes of the art scroll.
No,
there.
He's saying Rashi.
Where's Rashi?
He's saying
Rashi
from the bottom.
Rashi may azay panim shlo yiskaru vi, they should not provoke me. Or may azus panim shlo yotziu olai las mamzes. Okay, I apologize profusely to you for my azus panim. Vaita. Shetatzel may azay panim, no one should start up with me, or may azay, no one should go and provoke me and say I'm a mamzer. May adam ra, or may pegara, what is an adam ra? Rashi doesn't say anything over here, may adam ra, or may pegara, may yetzer from a bad occurrence, may yetzer ra, may chavera, may shochin ra. What was Rebbe afraid of? Why was Rebbe making this? Rebbe had nothing to worry about. Rebbe had nothing to worry about.
He
had guards the entire day. You never know. You need
what does it mean?
There were guards. He was guarded 24/7. He had guards protecting him. So what does he need to pray that Hashem?
What does
it mean? Guards.
So didn't help his protege either.
Like that. So what do you know? You have all. You have the best security. You could have the Iron Dome.
Caesar killed.
You could have the Iron Dome. It doesn't matter. You need siyata the shmayavaita. Rav Safra Bosat Salay say Amar Hachi. The Bible very you saw it. Notice the whole book is a chazanish. This whole bracha is to protect you. You're not mispalo, Hashem, or give me Torah, help me, siyata shemaya, ruach hakodesh. That's not what you need to tell him for. You need to daven, or Chazanish says, when you daven for children, the only thing you should daven for is Hashem should take away the distractions. You don't have to davenish for Yirei Shemayim, Talmid Chachamim. Mela will be Yirei Shemayim. That's mela. The problem is, Chazanish, the problem is the distractions are so great it's going to take them away.
That was 50 years ago.
That's exactly what he used to say what Chazanish says today. He says the ikur problem is the distraction. You take away from a child the distractions, memela, the child naturally will develop into Yirei Shemayim.
Rabbi said 50 years ago, he said if you have a TV in your living room, you have a sewer.
So that's a distraction. Right. So you take away the distraction, so the chaz is memela. That's exactly what Rebbe is being mispelled to take away the distractions. He's not being mispelled for Ruach HaKodesh. Take away the distractions. Everything is a distraction. Vaita. Omar, next. Rav Safra, Bosat, Lotzi, Omar, Hachi, Yuratza, Luf, Nachash, Shem, Elokim, Shem, Tosim, Sholoim, Bepamalia, Shel, Mala, Upamalia, Shel, Mat, in the heavenly sphere, in the heavenly assembly, Bechavuras, Sarech, Umais. So he ties that Shalmaila means the sorim of the world, the nations of the world. Why Rashi says, unbelievable, it says, in Shemaim, there's machlekis among the sorim, there's automatically going to be a machlekis in this world. Next, we've been a Talmidim Oiskim with Bissar Secha. The Talmidim Oiskim, what's the chilik between the Pamalia Shalmato and the Talmidim Oisek with Bissar Secha? When it says Pamalia Shalmato, it's not the Talmidim Chachamim. The Pamalia Shalmato means the Chavuras Hachachamim, the wise people. What is people? And then it says the students. Okay, maybe the Talmidim are not the Rebbeim, the teachers and the students. If the teachers are fighting, it's not going to be good. Rebbein ha-Talmidim sh'ho'iskim b'tarasecha, b'in ha'iskim l'shma, b'in ha'iskim sh'loi l'shma, whether those ha'iskim sh'loi l'shma, ha'iskim sh'loi l'shma, yiratzen sh'yu ha'iskim l'shma, and he was mispalel, that those people that are ha'iskim sh'loi l'shma, should be zoichet to want to be ha'iskim l'shma. Rebbe Alexandri, bas l'ha'iskim, am hachi, yiratzen mufanach Hashem l'cheinu, sh'tamidenu b'keren oira. In the Keren Oyer Rashi, bezovis a corner of light. The Al Tamdinu bekeren chashecha in a dark corner. The Al Yidvel libinu our heart should not be pained. The Al Yech shechu einenu our eyes should not be darkened. Iga the Amir some say ha Rav Hamnuna. Iga the Amir ha Rav Hamnuna Maslo. Rav Hamnuna was misspelled. That was Rav Hamnuna's plagiarism. That he was misspelled. Rabbi Alexandri Basa de Mitzali Amahachi. This is what he said. It is our desire. That's the ikar. The ikar is it's natural for a person to want to do Hashem's ratzon. The seor shebo isa and the shibud malchus. Two different separate zachin. The seor shebo isa. Rashi.
Like the seor puffs up the
Rashi.
Bread,
so this is the mahos of Pesach. There's not even one drash on Pesach that does not begin with this piece of gemara. This is the makor of the gemara that the yeast Pesach matzah. And chametz is meramis on the saor shebi isa yetzer hora shebil vavenu hamach mitzenu. Rashi's words are very precise. The yetzer makes us chametz. It turns us to baligay. What is chametz? Gaiva, delay, procrastination. What is chametz? Two things: delay, procrastination.
Yeah.
What else is it? Gaiva. The yetzer hora brings upon a person gaiva. And delay. I don't have to do today's daf. I'll do it tomorrow.
Shibud Malchus.
Shibud Malchus. What is Shibud Malchus? Rashi has no comment on Shibud Malchus. These are two separate concepts. Shibud is our problem. Problems from within. Shibud Malchus are problems from the outside. A person is surrounded by challenges. Challenges on the inside and challenges on the outside. Hiratzon milvanecha shetatzlim miyadam v'noshuv, we shall return la'asayis chukei ritzonecha b'leivav shalem. Next, Rava, Bosat Salas, Amahachi Elokai. Achla netzarti, before I was created, ein chedai. It wasn't glad to be created. The achshav shenatzarti, ki'ilu loy natzarti. Ofar, anim chayai, I'm dust in my life. Yom nila, you say this in Yom nila. Kal v'choymer, how much more so b'mitzasi. Harini l'vnech ki'chli like utensil moli bushu chli m'shem. Hirotzim l'vnech ha'shem l'kai, sh'loy echet ha'ya shenatzim anymore. U'mash shechotas l'vnech ha'morek, you shall cleanse. Barachamecha rabim, avlo al yidei yisurim v'chol lo'im ro'im. Not through punishment and illnesses. V'haynu vidui. Rav Hamnuna Zutei B'yoyma D'Kippur. This was the vidui of Hamnuna, the small one, on Yom HaKippur. And we indeed say this on Yom HaKippur. At Ne'ilah, we say this exact nusach. We also say it,
all the tefillahs.
But we say in the Shemon Esrei. I think we say in the Shemon Esrei, if I'm not mistaken.
But
we say during the Slichos every single day. Correct. The Slichos said every single day. Vaita. And by the way, when we hear this appeal to Gemara, because this Gemara is a challenge that the Holy Torah Kol Bidei Yishmaim Chutz Miyirah Shamayim. So how could the Gemara say to be Mispalel Sheloi Echetot? Not the sin is in your power. Hakol Bidei Shamayim. Oh, excellent. There is davening is doing the Hishtadlus of that. That's a chelik of the Hishtadlus is it's not Bidei Shamayim. Of the establishment to be mispalat Hashem for siyata shmaya. Ma, Rabbi Ravina, Okiavi Messiah, Mitzalis, Amahachi Elokai, Nitzar, this is what we say in davening. Nitzar, Lishoni, Meira, guard my lips from speaking evil. Usif Asami, the Mirma, from speaking Mirma, deceit. Velim Kalalai, those who curse me. Nafshi, Sidaim. I should be silent. V'nafshi careful like oltiyeh. Should be dust. Pesach pesachli b'sar secha. Over mitzvasecha tev nafshi. V'satzilein. Here we go off on a tangent. This we don't say now. Listen, Ashkenaz. V'satzilein mi pegara mi yetzahara umi ishara.
Okay, mi roz. Let's go.
Umi kol roz. Ha misrakshas lover b'olam. All the evils v'chol hachishmalai ra'ah. Mehera, Hoferat Sasam, the Kalkil Mach Shivaisam, he healed the Ratsun Mefi, the Agil Milfanach Hashem Suvigoli, Rav Sheshes, Kavim Yosef, the Tanit from Tan the Fast Day, Bossa Dim Sale, Amahi, Reboino Ilim, Golu Lufanach, Bisman Shabes, and the Shaykayim, Adam Hoyte, Mach of Carbon, the Ain Makriv, Mimenu El Hilboy, with them all you mach from the Kabmogos and the Mizbeach, the fat and the blood.
Like an Imurim.
The Imurim is the Kohanim. You bring a carbon shlamim. If you bring a carbon shlam, it's seen by the Kohanim. Umeschabeloi. V'yachshav and now, yoshavti b'tainis, v'nismait chelbi v'dami, my fat and my blood has been diminished to the fast.
The blood also.
Let this, the Mishnah Berurah says this. This is the Ika Yisra of the Tainis. The Tainis is a carbon. When a person is, it's a Feirush Gemara. The Ika is the Gemara. When a person is Yoshev b'tainis, he's bringing a carbon. The only equivalent we have is Man Azet to bring a carbon much, much better than on a Shalma Fonim Sefaseinu than the Seir the Nusach. What?
Tefillah.
No. Better than tefillah. Because tefillah is just with a shalma forim sifaseinu, our lips. But lemaisa, you want a mamish bring a carbon lemaisa? The Gemara says, fasting, a tainis, you diminish your fat and your blood. This is the equivalent of putting it on the mizbeach. Hiratza b'lefanecha sheyei chelbi, my fat, v'dami, my blood, shenismait ki'ilu hikraftiv l'fanecha al-kavi ha-mizbeach, v'sirtseini, and may...
What do you mean it becomes minimized?
You lose weight.
Starving it.
You lose weight.
And the blood also,
the blood is weakened. You're weakened. The person is weak. He's weak. V'sirtseini, and may I find favor in your eyes. Rabbi Yochanan Gavi Messayim, Sifra di'ioif. When he made a siman sefer i'ioif, Amar Achi, Saif, what's the bottom line of i'ioif?
Saif
Adam Lamus. V'soif behema l'shchita. V'akol l'misa heim oimdim. What's going on over here? Three is a repetition. First is osoif Adam, to die. Then there's an animal l'shchita. V'akol. So how is v'akol l'misa heim oimdim different than Adam? Humanity. When the world will come to an end. Even though one person dies, there's a survivor. There are survivors. But v'akol, at the end, we have a tradition. He's saying over here, you say this of this world. At the end of whatever the time, Hashem's allotment of this world, the world will come to an end.
Right.
Whatever that means.
V'akol. Rashi says, "Pamam adam behem l'miso aimim gam heim gam koydim zmanim."
Ooh.
What?
So he's saying before this man. He's saying the beginning, the Mashar is another pshat. The Mashar saying is that the seven lamas means before its time. The seven behemah l'shchita means before its time. But even if they live out their days to the very, very end, v'akol, you can't escape. No one can escape this principle of Yaakov Lemisa, no matter what. Ashrei mi shegodel b'toira va'amoloi b'toira. He works and he twills over v'oisa nachas ruach liyitzray v'godel b'shem toiv v'niftar b'shem toiv min oilam. That would say this, the shem toiv oile al gabehem. The olav amar shloimai toiv shame, a good reputation is better than shem and toiv. V'yem amoves, v'yem avoldoi, because v'yem avoldoi, you don't know what's going to be. Who knows what's going to be in the person? When a person dies, everybody knows. Memargalu is a pearl. Gemar b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha. Gemar means a very unique expression. You shall commit yourself.
Learn.
Gemar, learn. More than learn.
Gemara.
More than learn. It means commitment. Learning does
what it means.
Lomad. Okay, learn. B'chol levavcha, your entire heart, b'chol nafshcha, ladas es derachai my ways. The lishkod, this is such a beautiful, this is the Bukhavi Daf Yomi. The lishkod, to be diligent. Al dalse toirasi, the doors of my Torah. Nitzar toirasi, belibcha, guard my Torah in your heart. V'neged einecha tiyeh, yiretz before your eyes shall be my fear. Shemar picha mikol chet, guard your mouth from every sin. V'tahar v'taher, purify, v'kadesh, sanctify, atzmecha mikol ashma, v'avayin, any wrongdoing and sin, v'ani ehyeh emcha, b'chol makam, I'll be wherever you are. Next, margula, a pearl, b'pumayu, d'rabonan, d'yavneh, ani b'riya, I'm a creature, v'chaveri b'riya, my friend is a creature, ani malachtecha b'ir, I work in the city, v'hu malachtecha b'sod in the field, ani mashkim l'malachti, v'hu mashkim l'malachtoi, Kishem Shu'enoi Misgader Bimalachti. He's not proud, he's not lording over me, he's not priding himself over my Malacha. In other words, Misgader, he's not coming to check on my Malacha because we have different jobs. He doesn't care what I do. Kach Ani Enoi Misgader Bimalachtoi. What does it mean, Misgader? Misgader means to provoke. In this context, it means to provoke. In the Rashi over here, Miskader, you want to help me with the word Miskader in your article?
Miskader litvayim nasi.
Where's the Rashi? Does it really, where's the Rashi? The Skader?
We're 10 lines from the Tan.
Rashi says, "Ani ha'isek b'toira b'riani." So you say the friend in the field, Rashi Lam Shan the Gemara is that the Talmud Chacham is in the city learning Torah. His friend is in the field, is in the Am Haaretz. He's working. I'm much better off. He's not trying to take away my parnasa. He's not trying to take away my daf.
He does not aspire to distinguish himself.
So too, I should not aspire for his money, for his wealth, for his success. Maybe you'll say, I am, maybe you'll say, Rasha, I didn't imoy. You know, it makes sense. Because he doesn't have a good heart. The reason why he doesn't want to be a Talmud Chacham is because he doesn't have the yecholes. He doesn't have the koyches hanefesh to be a Talmud Chacham. That's why he doesn't want to be a Talmud Chacham. I have an open heart. And he has a closed heart. No. That's nonsense. Shanino. That's nonsense. Shem ye'eri person ne'er koiches, shaninu echor hamar v'yachar hamamit, v'uvat sh'yichar v'libo l'shamayim, it makes no difference. This Gemara is a techachas musa to this whole generation. Because this generation, the goal is, you got to have it all. You got to have it all. You have to be a Talmud Chacham, and you have to be miskader b'malachtai to be able to be a filthy rich, have all the money. That's the derech. It doesn't go. It's impossible. There's no such thing. A woman said to me, I couldn't believe it. When I was a kid, a woman said to me that a certain Rav, he's a big Talmud Chacham, says to me, he cannot be. He's known to be a millionaire. You cannot have it both. You cannot have it both.
You
got to finish the Rabbi. It was a pearl among the rabbi.
Not a pearl. He used to say.
Margul, right.
Ruggle.
Reb Shimon, I have permission from Ephraim to push forward.
Right.
I got permission from him.
Gives me a frask.
I don't want to be mechutzav.
No, he's not a man. No, please. No cover here.
Right.
Shimon, there's a kibush shul srotzen. Margul, the pearl of the rabbi. There was a pearl in the mouth of the rabbi. A person should be clever. Aura means cunning, clever. B'yira to figure out a ways to acquire Yerushalayim. Fine, next. Manerach, the pasuk says manerach, meishiv chema. A response, a soft response, meishiv chema. A person knows how to speak gently, not with anger, delicately, can turn away great wrath. Again, going back to the Manarach, a response that's soft can be marbe peace with his brethren and with his relatives. Even with a Gentile, the goal of man is to speak gently, so he should be beloved lamala, the nechmad lamat, the precious below, the emukubal ala brios, everyone in the world should like him. He was always the first one to say good morning. What is the goal of chachma? Teshuva umayisim toivim. Lasuke shmaitza. Aliba de Hilchasa, and that is to do shuv and ma'isim toivim. Shloyehi adam kodei v'shoinei, to read the pasuk in the Torah and to learn mishnayis, and then go home. Uboyet be'aviv uve'imoy uve'rabay uve'mi shehu gadol mimenu bechachma in wisdom uve'minyan. What does it mean? Uve'minyan.
Age.
Very good. Normally, mino means a bigger bezdin. Here it means age.
Shenemar. Maritzchias.
Shenemar reishis. Oh. This is what you say every single day. Reishis, he says the teacher with Reishis Chachma, he says there in the davening. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, Seichel Toiv L'chol Oiseihem. It doesn't say, Lo Oisim Loi Nemar, for those that do. Elo Lo Oiseihem, what's the gears, by the way? There's L'loim, the better gears, the other side of the Gemara. L'loim Dehem. The word Oisim has a connotation of to learn. How do you know this? You say this every day in davening. The same between lishmar v'la asois. What is the word la'asois doing in a Hava Rabba? The brach of a Hava Rabba is not about the kiyum ha-mitzvahs. It's about learning Torah. So what is la'asois? The word la'asois also is used sometimes to mean to learn Torah. And that's what lo'isim lo'y ne'amar. To learn it does not say. From the Nusach HaTfilah, and on the start of the Gemara, they changed the gears for those who are not happy with that pshat, l'lamdeyam, to those that learn Torah. You're not going to get Yerushamayim lo'y ne'amar. You're not going to get El lo'y ne'amar. That those that actually practice Torah lishma, they actually do what it says over here. Is that a person actually he practices what he preaches? Over lishma means that you, in this context it means that you actually practice what you preach. Nivra, better off not being created. Is Priya by the correct way? Is Priya or Rivia? Not Priya or Rivia. Priya or Rivia is grammatically incorrect. It's Priya or Rivia. Vloy Mas Vimatan. Not Vloy Vloy Kid. What?
It's weird.
Is it Priya or Rivia? Yeah, not more that the Zubal Berman Gemara in the introduction to Zubal Berman explains why he says Priya or Rivia. And not Priya or Rivia. He says not Priya or Rivia?
Priya or Rivia.
Vloy
Mas Vimatan.
Veloy masu matan. Okay, no business in the next world. Can you imagine what you can do in the next world? There's not going to be any business. What are you going to do the whole day? Veloy kina, no jealousy. Veloy sinna, no hatred. Veloy tacharus. What does tacharus mean?
Rivalry.
Elat tzadikim yoishrim ve'at roisehem b'roshehem. It's like the Pesach Seder. Like you say in the Pesach Seder, in the Harachim, on the Pesach Seder, the Samazan, the Adreseim, v'nenem is v'ashchina, shenemar, v'yechazu es v'lokim, v'yechlu v'yishtu, it says, concerning the Har Sinai, the Ne'orim, it says concerning the
Esa Atzilei,
they died because the young men, they were eating and drinking, and they saw Hashem, the stars, the stira. How could this be over here? What's the saying? Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says that's not the pshat on the pasuk. We thought Rashi tied to Vayuchlu v'yishtu shavu miziv Hashem ki ilu achlu v'shasu. We learned that pasuk in a negative way more often than not. Is that they saw Hashem and they it was like eating popcorn. They went to a shir and they were eating. You should never eat by a shir. It's the worst thing you could possibly do is eat by a shir. The worst thing in the world. That's how we learn pshat. Rashi, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that the minene from the ziv hashchina is the equivalent of the sevir of achila and shesia. On Pesach, do you say the harachamon of mizivash of the entire Pesach or only by the lel seder? Only by the little say that harachaman. That harachaman.
Some say the whole time.
Oh, very good. Most don't know
it's
that.
Some add yichol kenu mohem.
What?
Add those last three
right.
Words.
Choshalas, do you go yichol kenu mohem? Very good. So some say the entire Pesach. You don't just say only by the little haseder. Next, gedoy lavtocha sheftichon and lachash lanoshim yosem and anoshim. Hashem promised women much more than men. Yosem shenemar noshim shananais. The women in the tranquility, the delicate women who are peaceful. Koimna, rise up, stand up. Shemana koili, listen to my voice. Bonois, boitel. Then the pasuk repeats itself.
This
repetition.
This is one pasuk.
This is one pasuk. And this pasuk is normally said in a negative form. Negative form that Yeshaya is giving them starker musar. That it's all your fault. You are the cause. You are the siba of allowing the men because you demand from them a beautiful home, beautiful car, beautiful clothing, and you send your husbands to work to make money for you. That's the Pshut Shel Mikra. But the Gemara over here is taking the Pshut Shel Mikra and is darshing it l'shevach, and it's saying that when the Mashiach will come, they're going to say by the Sima Shas before they said the Kaddish, they announced, everyone who is Messiah Shas, stand up. Stand up so we can acknowledge that you are from the Messiah. Remember hear that? Before they said Kaddish, we want every man here from the 100,000 people stand up so we can acknowledge you.
Anyway,
they're going to say.
People stand, Kaddish,
no, before they made this scene, before they said the Kaddish, they said we want, before they made the Hadron, before they made the Hadron, they announced, we ask that the people here who are Messiah Shashat stand up so we can acknowledge you. They're going to say, the Noshim should stand up. The Noshim, who are the ones who are the cause of allowing their husbands to resign us, they should stand up. It's a Beferish Pasuk. It's a Beferish Pasuk. Noshim Shananais, the women of tranquility. Koimla, what's the tranquility? Malchus, Tznius, the real Tznius. Stand up. Shemana Koili, listen. Banois Baitchois, women who had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hazena Imrasi. Oh, my Lord, Rav.
It's in a future tense?
Yes. Hazena, listen. Yes, listen to my voice. Koimna, stand up with no, in the present tense. Stand in the present tense.
No, you're saying Rav Lava, you're saying this.
The Gemara says over here, it says, Gedoyla Tocha, Shakashol Lanosh, because the Navi, Yosef, this is the Nevuah. The Nevuah is always written many times in the present tense. Vaito, they have no mitzvah. V'limaditem asemes b'neichem v'loi b'noisechem. How are they going to marry Olam Haba? V'akruye b'nayu l'beikinishto, by bringing their kindlewach to the Beis HaKnesses, uve'asnuye gavrayim b'rabonon, they wait. They send out. They threw them out of the house. Gavrayu, they wake them up. Beirabonon.
No, they were waking them up. Gavrayu is the
husband. They send them. They drive them in the car.
Gever, for the Lashon Gever.
That's the men. Yeah.
He brings their husbands.
They bring them.
In the smedrish.
They bring them. They pick them up. They bring them in the car. They drive them. Vinotron legavrayu, they wait patiently for my husband to come home to give them supper. The Osman baby, when they come back from the basement, to go and they mechazik them. When they come back and they say, how was the shear tonight? Unbelievable gemaras over here. Each one you could dash and the whole day on. Gavin, now this gemara, Rabbi Sai, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shol Lehman, even though you're telling me I cannot comment, this piece of gemara is gold. How do I even know this? They had a Sima Shas yesterday in Or Yitzchak. You were there, right? Did you see the journal? What did it say in the journal? The only brach it said in the journal. This line Gemara. Who put it there? Who put it there? What? Who put it? This was in the Gemara. It said in the journal, I'll show it to you. It said on the front cover, Mazel Tov. Avinu Malkeinu, Tehasho Hazoy Sha'asrachim V'eis Rotzayin Milfonecha. And then it said on the page, the brocha to the Mesayim Hashas yesterday, in front of 500 people, was this Gemara. When they left the Beis Medrash, when they went, they're home for Yom Tov.
The Beis Medrash.
Don't forget this Gemara. This Gemara here is the ultimate brocha in Gan Shas. And you know who told this to me? Yes, the Shai
Lenchitz.
He told this to me. Shai Lenchitz. The Einikol of the Einikol of the.
I know his uncle Rav Dov.
The Einikol of the.
His grandfather was a scientist from guy.
They gave the bracha. This more ridiculous. This is more of the Olamcha Tire Bechayecha. You should see your world in your lifetime.
I'm like, who said this? I'm like,
the Rabbanon, they gave Rabbanon. Each other brachas. Olamcha, your world. Tire Bechayecha. You shall see in your lifetime. You shall see in your lifetime. What do you mean your lifetime? You shall see Bechayecha in your lifetime. In your lifetime. All of your needs. In this world, you shove it all. Else. And in the next world, olam haba. V'sikvascha, your hope will be lidor darim for all generations. Libcha, your heart, yeges sevuna, should contemplate, understanding. Picha yidaber chachmas, wisdom. Ulashoincha, your lips, yarchish renano, shall murmur with song. Af apecha yashiru negdecha, your eyelids shall be straight before you, shall be able to look with, to be able to, what?
A clear understanding.
Clear understanding of this world.
Einecha,
your eyes, your iru b'ma'or Torah, the light of Torah. Uponecha, your face, yashiru shall shine, kizoyar harakia, like the shine of the heavens. Sifsoisecha, your lips, yabu dash, shall utter knowledge. V'chil yosecha, your kidneys, taloizna mishem, shall sing with uprightness. Ufamecha, your strides, yorutzu shall run, l'shmoya divrei, the words of the Atik Yoimin, the Ribbono shel Olam, who existed from before time existed. There is this unbelievable bracha here. You hear it, Shaul?
Yeah, Hashem should be mekuyim by you.
Amen, by you, by everyone. Hold on, Klal Yisrael, Befrat, all the people over here sitting over here. Our teachers, misubalim, they are fattened. How do they touch an article?
Laden.
They're laid, they're filled, they're fat. They're basically, they're overweight.
What does alufeinu mean?
Our teachers. Oh, our teachers.
Like alufei.
Alufeinu misubalim. What mean these words? Rav Shulim, our teachers. How do they translate this in our scroll? Alufeinu b'Torah?
Our
leaders in Torah, b'Torah. Umusubalim b'mitzvahs. They are our, these people, they are our leaders in Torah, and they
laden
with mitzvahs. The Chacham one says, alufeinu b'Torah u'mitzvahs. The word alufeinu means both. Umisubalim b'yisurim. Because the word umisubalim means laden. But it's also related to the root. Laden means laden means to be filled, to be filled. Yeah. But it's also rooted. The shayush of the word is yisurim, suffering.
Oh, suffering. Endure.
That our leaders, our gedolei hadar, they deal. They soivel. They deal. They suffer in this world. What do they suffer for us? Ain peretz.
Why would she ask that we should be soivel yisurim? We should ask. We shouldn't have yisurim at all.
We should be mispalfin. They should not be soivel. The single thing mitzias. Okay. The yisurim. Ain. Then the pasuk continues. The pasuk is not over. Ain peretz. What does that mean, ain peretz? What does the pasuk go further? There is no breach. Shlotechei siosenu kisiyasa shel David shiyotze min rachatav. We mispal over here that there should not be a peretz. That there should be no children, rachman l'tzlan, who shiyotze min rachitoyfel.
So could you just go over to your friend? Shlotechei siosenu.
Our company.
Yeah.
Our assembly. That amongst Klal Yisrael, everyone should be a tzaddik. V'amich kulam tzaddikim. There should not be anyone that is peretz geder. Achitoyfel. Shiyotz ben Achitoyfel, Achitoyfel did terrible things. Achitoyfel, he rebelled against David. He gave advice to Avshalom, right? He was one to give advice to Avshalom. So he did terrible things. No one in Klai Yishol Chashom should be like this. V'in Yoytzeitz, what does it mean, Yoytzeitz? Shalote siyosinu kisiyashol shol. No one in our company should be like the company of Shol. Shiyotz mimenu doyek hu adoymi. Who was Dov, who was Shol's advisor? Doyek, and what did Doeg do? He was the entire instigator that Shaul should kill, should pursue, should be roideif achar David HaMelech.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Doeg was jealous of David HaMelech, because David HaMelech was zoyche to lasuki shmeitza alibu dehilchasa, and Doeg HaDoimi, even though he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, he was not able to be zoyche to lasuki shmeitza alibu, he was jealous, and that jealousy made him mad, and that's what made him come and do these terrible things. V'yein tzivacha, there should not be any crying out. There should not be any crying out in Klal Yisrael. Shlo techei siyosenu kisiyos shel Elisha sheyotzo menu Gehazi. Who was in his company? Gehazi. Gehazi, he was committed a crime of abuse. He was an abuser to the Isha HaShunamis. He touched her in an inappropriate way. Bir choy vaysenu. What does it mean? There should not be in our streets. Shlo techei lonu lebein oy talmud shemakdiach kavshil barabim. That turns the pot upside down. JC. This is the expression.
It's referring to, I was thinking about Oisuish, is referring to?
Yeah. Could be, yeah. Correct. On the side of the Gemara, it says over here.
Yeah, but probably
the
censorship. Where are you reading?
You don't have the Tfusiyad on the side of my Gemara.
You're
going, Yeshu Nahanoitri. Going is through the Gemara, Yeshu Nahanoitri. Next. You don't have the new Gemara. I have the new edition. I have the new edition.
How they were so afraid.
What? Wow, it was so censored. Afraid, this Gemara, they returned their old. This is the newest edition. Next, Shumway Light. Next, Vait. The Gemara goes like another possible Dasha. Shumway, listen, Abidi Liv, the arrogant. Abidi means the mighty heart. Hadachaikim Mitztaka, the arrogant of far, far away from righteousness. What is this supposed to mean over here? Rav Shul, the other Yamilam, some say Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. Kind of one says Cholalim Kulag. Makes a drasha. Nizoinim Mitztaka. The whole world is Nizoinim Mitztaka. And Nizoinim Bizroya. The whole world exists only in the zchus of the avos of Mitztaka. No one is deserving to survive in this world. How can we survive? Why does Hashem allow man to survive? It's because Hashem is very kind to us. Hashem gives us charity. What about the tzaddikim? The tzaddikim, they're not charity. They live in their merit. They deserve the merit. So what's on the pasuk? The pasuk, Abirei Lev. The Abir means the tzaddikim in this world, who are the mighty. I told you the pasuk in a negative way. Let's put that aside. Abir Lev means people who are mighty. Like you say, like Arizei Halvanan, Adiri HaToyra. The mighty ones. The Abirei Lev means the mighty Talmidei Chachamim.
Yeah.
They're rachok from Tzedakah. They survive in this world in their own merit. They don't
They're
far from tzedakah. They don't need Hashem to do it. They don't need the tzedakah. Hashem is not giving them tzedakah. The reason why they're successful in this world is because they have zechusin. They have their own zechusin. That's what Rav says. Zroya means their own hands. Zroya means their arms. Their arms and their own zechusin. One says, the nubshat. The whole world lives in their merit. The whole nubshat. The whole world, because of the tzaddik, in the merit of a tzaddik, in the entire world continues to exist. But v'heim, this is one of the great big questions of tzaddik v'ra'aloi, but they afilu b'schus atzmam ein nizoinim. And Rashi says they struggle parnasa. The tzaddikim in this world, it's only in their merit that the millionaires are making their billions out there in the business world. And they, the talmidim, whose merit, the only reason why that guy made $1 million is because of the tzaddik that's sitting right here. But there are people, there are other tzaddikim, there are people like that, and I would only wish him the greatest bracha, I'm sure, Leman. But let's talk about it. There are tzaddikim who sit, they sit the nech ben akelim, and in their schus, the millionaires, the people making millions, and those tzaddikim, they can't even make five, they can't make a red cent, even a nickel they can't even put together. They can't put it there. They're a basket case. That's the Velda.
But it says we'll read the Tzadik Nezav from Zarbak.
No, what does it mean?
But yet,
Tzadik V'Ra'ala, we don't
know anything. Hashem.
V'hein afilu b'schus atzman e'n mizoinen Rashi, I'm making this up.
Maybe it means the Tzimtzum. They live with Tzimtzum.
Sar chayhem u misparnesim b'koishi. They survive with great difficulty. Could have Yehuda Amarav, the famous Chazal, the Amarav, Amarav, b'chol yom v'yom baskol yoytzitz b'harchadiv v'yameris kolom kula nizoinim b'shvil.
Even today, or mean at the time when Chanin was alive?
Even today, the Gemara didn't change. We're learning daf today.
Maybe at the time, okay.
No, the Gemara says today, but they can't say they didn't change. Look at the term mechlefes. Kolom kula nizoinim b'shvil chanini. V'chanini b'ni, dailoi, b'kav charuvin me'erev Shabbos. All he has is that a hard boxer, they give attention to Tu B'Shvat.
But I think the Mefarshim say, but Shabbos, he had something special.
Yeah,
right, Rav Shmuel?
Okay.
I think the Mefarshim say that.
But during the weekday, you know, you got to go to even the dentist, you have to go to.
But Shabbos, he had something.
The boxer was so hard, they served the Chaim Blum.
No, that's dry boxer. We're talking about soft boxer here.
What kind of boxer did he get? Mestama.
Rav Shmuel for 13 years.
I don't know. What kind of boxer did they give Chanina Bini Mestama? He gave him hard, rock hard boxer. What does it mean? The mighty of the heart. It means, I believe. So we learned the pshat positive now. Until now, we learned the pshat until now in the positive sense. L'toy, that the abidu means that the tzaddik like the arzeh halavana nadirei hatoya. So now we learn pshat, and they're rochak mitzdaka. They're far. They don't have their own tzchusim, or they don't. They live b'koyshi. The positive shot. Now we're going to dash this verse. Like I told you before, the negative shot. It means bale gaiva. The abidu lev goyvoy tipshay. Goyvoy means the givainim. Goyvoy Rashi says they were a nation in Bavel. They were a nation. They were an am. But some say the Gevoinim. Yeshua.
He says the Nasinim. That's a different
Nasinim,
sect.
Yeshua made the Gevoinim into Shoyvei Mayim.
Yeah.
Shoyvei, which Nasin, which means to give, to provide water. They were.
And Chayt Ve'etzim.
Chayt Ve'etzim. So someone, or if it's not that, it means another nation. They were like them. Tipshoy. They're foolish people. Why are they foolish? What's the pshat? They're arrogant. Meaning, Omrav Yosef, Teidal Shoy, the foolish, the whole Lo Igayar, Giyoyra, Minayu. They were living in Bavel. They were living at the time when they made the Talmud. They saw in their front of their eyes the Gedolei Yisrael. Talmud, there was a never generation like Klal Yisrael at the time when they were Mechaber. Gesundheit. They were never lived in a generation where there was such Gedolei Yisrael who they were Mechaber, the Talmud Bavli. And yet these Goyim who saw greatness, how come there wasn't even one single one of them when that was Magaya? You know, there are a lot of Christians that are Magaya, but Arabs, Mamish, dime a dozen, a few in between.
Yeah.
What's the shot? Amar Avashi, b'nei Moshe Mechasya, Abire lived, and they're also arrogant people. The goyim, the kochazi yikar derai sotra is dindi b'shata. They see the honor of Torah twice a year. Twice a year, they had a Shema Shas twice a year in MetLife twice a year there, and yet
they're in hell.
V'loy kol migayar giyor mina. No one was migayar.
From this sect,
the agadata is temporarily
suspended.
Now we go into halacha. Chatan im reitzel likras. If a chas my chas, if he wants to say kriyas shema, machlekes the gemara is a chas lasan. One man says that the mishnah says that the chasan is not allowed to. It's nechziki yehoyra by a chasna. For a chosan to say kriyas shema by a chasna, what are you kidding? You can concentrate. You're getting married. You think about the kala. You're not thinking about the kriya shema. It's nechseki hard to say kriya shema. The other malam says no. You can say kriya shema. So we have a memorial member. Rabbanan says the mishnah. You're not allowed to. It's awesome. Rabbanan Chloe Chashli Rabbanan said, listen, you want to go say kriya shema? Gazun to hate. It's not gaiva to say kriya shema. Stira the ipcha shamilhu the tanan. Mokoyim shenagul lasis malacha b'tishavav oisin. Are you allowed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av? So it depends on the minhag makom. It's a shulchan aruch. Halachah l'maaseh
is not. Does it say ein ro'in siman bracha?
Minhag makom. Oh, ein echad.
Maybe the Gemara says that.
But it's a totally minhag makom. Minhag makom. Let's pause a shot. Makom shenagul lasis malacha b'yom Tisha B'Av oisin. Makom shenagul shel lasis ein oisin. B'chol makom b'chol makom. But every, no matter what, wherever you live, talmidei chachamim are not allowed to go to work on Tisha B'Av. Zechil Hashem. B'chol makom talmidei chacham b'teilim. Now, are you allowed to make yourself into Talmud Chacham? Are you allowed to go, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, I'm allowed to go, oh, it's Tisha B'Av. I want to be today like a Talmud Chacham, I don't want to go to work today. It's Mechzik Yehoira. Who do you think you are? You think a Talmud Chacham? So according to the Kam, you're not allowed there. But it's say, it's Mechzik Yehoira. If the Minug HaMokoyim is to go to work, pick yourself up and go to work. Don't sit home on Tisha B'Av. So it's a stira. Because the Rabban over here, someone who comes to the chassan, being married, you want to say kriya shema? Say kriya shema. Oh, you mechzik yehoira? It's not mechzik yehoira. Rav Shimon lo omer le'olam yasek al adam es atzma ketal mechacham. Better not go to work. Stira. Kashya, the Rabban, kashya, Rav Shimon lo omer le'olam stira. Rav Shimon lo omer le'olam stira. Is a stira. Change the girsa. Go for the jugular. Change the girsa. It's always an extreme answer. Rav Shisha b'ed Rav Yidid, where are we going to change? What are you going to change? So Smachalis is showing him. What are you going to do? Which one should he change? Our Mishnah, he changed it over there. Rashi over here says he changed the girsa. What does Rashi say? So the Rashi said, no, there's no Rashi over here. There's no Rashi. I think it's Amem Revez. Smachalis is showing which girsa should change. Vaita. Rav Shisha Breid, Rav Idi Amar Nos, don't change the girsa. Loilam loil taklis. Rabbanan loil kasha. Kriya shmakev nikul yamo koko kari viu nami kari loil mechsiki yohaira. What's the big deal? If everyone is saying Kriya Shema in Rome, you do like the Romans. They're saying Kriya Shema, so you'll say Kriya Shema. Move your lips. Just move your lips. Make believe. Ha'acha came to Kulyama of the Malacha. If the ganze Welt is going to Malacha, if you look of the Malacha, Mechzikera. The Iker is don't stand out. Don't stand out. When you stand out, that's Mechzik Yehoira. So Adrabah, go to work. So you shouldn't stand out. There, don't stand out and say the Kriya Shema.
Say but
sinner,
what do you have to say? It's not sticking out. You're just staying quietly under your breath. No one can see it.
It seems like they did see it. Or you should not hear the MS answer. You know what the MS answer is?
Look at Rebbe. Rebbe just covered his eyes. No. Nobody even knew that he said it.
I'll tell you the MS answer. But you're in shul. Listen here very quickly. If you're in shul, they have to Kriya Shema. What is the halacha? They have to Kriya Shema, right?
So, you have to put your hand.
Why? You shouldn't look like being person to see, right? I guarantee you, no one is looking at you. There's not even one. You're in shul, you have the Kriya Shema, and you're sitting over here. Oh, everyone's saying Kriya Shema. Oh, I have to say Kriya Shema because they shouldn't look like I'm being person at Sibon. Really? Do you even think one person can care less about you?
Look for Hashem.
No one cares. You know what the answer is?
You
see yourself. You cannot see yourself being parishim at Sibor. The parishim at Sibor is not because, oh, they're going to look at you. Guarantee you, no one's looking at you.
That's why Mara signs. I feel b'chadri
chador. Don't, exactly. You cannot see yourself. Look at that. Everyone's saying Kriya Shema. And I'm sitting here. I'm doing my own thing. You're seeing yourself being parish. That's poison to your mind. Because if you're going to see yourself doing different today when the Tzibur does today, you know what tomorrow you'll end up doing? Who knows what tomorrow you'll end up doing?
You don't see yourself. You may look at your phone.
So the mail, the Zelbzach over here is over here. You're right. No one's seeing you say, you cannot see yourself that everyone is saying Kriya Shema and you're not saying Kriya Shema. Be like everyone else.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have that kavana? You don't have that kavana. Who are you fooling?
What do you mean kavana?
The kavana. When you're saying kriya shema, you have to have kavana.
Yeah.
Shema, can a person have a pashut kavana when he's getting married? No. You cannot even have the simplest kavanah.
Today that
when you're
doesn't apply.
Married.
We don't follow
that. Right, because no one has kavanah. The reason why it doesn't apply is because today.
So there was nobody's yoitzim with the rice of Krishna.
Chas shalom, chas shalom.
Because it says akapam, the first chas you have to have in mind.
Whatever it means. But today, today doesn't make a difference. Today is a different world. But this is halacha.
What does this mean?
The Rabbanan has testified. The Rabbanan, we yotzei l'sof daita shel adam, and I'm telling you that a man who's getting married, make no mistake about it, is not thinking about Hashem, he's thinking about his kal. Vanan sahade. We say testimony. The Rabbanan here say testimony. Human psychology. We figured out a man. We know what makes him tick. Think about women. You're not thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you're getting married. Now this guy, he's not going to work. It's Tisha B'Av. And this guy, he's sitting in shul. He's not going to work. You know why? No one's going to think he's going to be a tzaddik. The guy's an Eisvar. He doesn't have a job. No one wants to give him a job. That's why. He has nothing to do. That's why. No one's going to be anything over here. There are plenty of guys out there who have jobs. No one's going to be choshed. The reason why he's not going to work on Tisha B'Av is because he's such a tzaddik. The reason he's not going to Tisha B'Av is because he's not a job.
Don't you have this concept about Sarah Batlanim? They sit and learn, they always have.
Asar Batlanim, people be available. Asar Batlanim does
maybe
not mean
to learn. Maybe he's one of the Batlanim.
Asar Batlanim in the Gemara means there's a requirement in the city, there should be 10 people on standby. On standby to bury the dead and to go check the lettuce for worms and to be Isaac and Sarkhay Tzibur. Asar Batlanim does not mean to learn. Does not mean anyone in the Gemara there should be a kernel.
Sure? The Gemara talks about Megillah.
Asara Batlanim means tended a bottle mimelachton to be available for the Tzarchei Tzibor.
Uh-huh.
Does not mean to be a koilo. A koilo.
Uh-huh.
It's a naya zach. It's a beautiful zach. But Aaron Kola said it. His Rebbe the Radvaz, they tried to kill his Rebbe, of Aaron Kotler's Rebbe the Radvaz in Chicago. They
his
tried
Rebbe
to murder him.
From Slutsk?
Yeah.
Radvaz?
Of Aaron Kotler, he came here to make a few dollars and he went into Kashrus in Chicago and they tried to murder him. They threw him they locked him in a meat freezer on Erev Shabbos. And it was a nice goal that someone came there and opened
Why
up the
Why did they
meat.
Lock him up?
Because they wanted to kill him.
Oh.
They wanted to kill him. Was a
this
going,
was in Chicago.
Yeah, the guy in Chicago. And they opened up the freezer. So a miracle. Hashem sent the Shaykh, opened up the freezer, and he got out of the freezer. He took his family and on Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, to get out of Chicago because he felt it's because they're going to kill him. And as he walked out of Chicago, you know what he said? Even though the people here are Rishoyim Gemurim, one thing I'll tell you, if 10 people would sit down in Chicago and learn Torah Lishma, it would change the whole Chicago. They say that if Aaron Kahler, he heard that his Rebbe said that, and that is what clinched, that is what affected him to make a Lakewood. If 10 people would sit in Lakewood, New Jersey, and learn Torah Lishma, the Gans of America would be a different America. And we have that today. We're sitting over here today because of Aaron Kahler. Because of the Radvaz, because of the Reitzchim, who wanted
story.
To kill
you read
the Radvaz. That's why we're sitting over here today, because of the Reitzchim. Because of the Reitzchim, not because of Radvaz.
So he said hearing that statement from his rabbi, that gave him the interest.
Would you believe that? Hadra Allah Choyukoyre. Okay, Hadra Allah Choyukoyre. Misha Reza, but Lufana, Pardon Makirshanam, and Atsilim, is an Oinin. An Oinin is a person who the dead has not yet been buried. He's part of everything. Pardon Makirshanam. Including what? Oina. Oina means marital relations.
No, I thought what I'm saying, a
person who's carrying the bed. In other words, they would take the mita, the meat, the coffers. They didn't take no coffins in those days. It seems they put it on a bed on
like
a show today. On an area, on a what's it called?
Gurney?
Really? That's so they do that, put it on
the
bed?
Yeah, it's on gurney.
So you actually see the mace?
Yeah,
no,
you can see the tzura.
Oh, it's covered in the talus.
It's a talus, but you can see the tzura of the mace on a gurney, so it's heavy.
How could you see
so
the tzura if it's covered in the talus?
It cleaves to the body.
Wow.
They would carry the body out to the center.
What do you mean, chalufayim?
They didn't have hearses in those days. They had to go carry.
So they give turns?
It was a big avoid to go carry.
They took
turns. They
took turns.
And everyone had a turn. And therefore, once you did your turn, it's a rash, the pelvic rashi. There's a limit to how much you have to do for the dead. Rashi says that once you've done it once, I've done my duty. How much could you carry the dead? I can carry for 100 feet, 200 feet? I carried for 200 feet. I'm done. I'm done. I'm going home. Oh, but we need you again. We need you for another shift. No, tomorrow, not today. Let the body stay. What?
Rehearse.
What? In the rehearse. Okay, so tomorrow. Nois ha-mita. Those that carry the mita. V'chilufayhen. And their replacements. The next shift. V'chilufayhen. And the third shift. And the fourth shift. And the fifth shift. So what is the halacha? Are they also exempt? Davi, Kriya Shema, Tfila, Tfilin. It depends. Esh, lifnei ha-mita. There are two different categories. Those that already did the job, they did it once, they did a turn. V'eshel achar ha-mita. Esh, lifnei ha-mita. Those that are before, they have not yet done their turn. If tzarech v'chen, if you're ready, we need you. You didn't do it yet. Paturim. They're exempt. If you're before the mita and we need you, you're potter. V'eshel achar ha-mita.
What do you mean he already did it?
As shalif them, those who have not yet done it. As shalif them, those that are before the bed, meaning they have not yet done it. They're in front. In other words, the people that are going to do the carrying, they're in front of the bed. We need them. We need you. The piturim, don't go to shul now. Don't escape. Don't go look for a meeting for mincha. Don't run away from mincha. Don't run away from myrin. Stick around. We need you. They're exempt. Via shalacha mita. Those are achamita.
I've done it already.
Sorech b'chem. Here's the chiddush. They did it already once. I did my turn. But we need you again. We take a break. Relax. Like when they shovel the shovel. Take a break. You'll do more later. First, take a break. Catch your breath. We need you. Don't run away. No. I'm going down mincha now. Chayavim. They chayv in Kriyat Shema, in Tzvila, in all the mitzvahs. Why? Because the Rashi, the Peldik Rashi, look at Rashi over here says, you have to see this Rashi. Vishal achar hamita, af im sarich bochem chayav mechol shekvar
yatsu v'dei chayvot requirement.
Pilei piloim. It's a mace mitzvah. Isn't it a mace mitzvah? How do you enter this Rashi? If you need them, sarich bochem. If you need the dead needs you, it's a meis mitzvah. Rashi says, even when it comes to meis mitzvah, you potter. Meis mitzvah, you only chayiv if you haven't done anything yet. Once you did your duty, even though now the meis is bigger than meis mitzvah, half of a fella, unbelievable. Even meis mitzvah, there's a limit to how far you have to go. It's very important, Rashi. The elu pirbin atfila. That's what I want to come. That's what it comes to. Din deraisa. Deraisa is kriyashma. Okay, it says over here. The mission over here says. It says over here. Now, when it says they're going to be potter, this is called on kriyashma. Kriyashma is deraisa. Kriyashma is. Daraisa.
That's only if you haven't done it yet. If you've done it,
right? As we said. But what about tefillah? Tefillah is midrabanan. But the elu in chanami.
Meaning even achra mita.
Right. Now kavu es hanes. They already buried the dead. V'chazu and they're going back now. So what's the next issue? Nichum aveilim. The dead is dead. Masha kvar haya kvar haya. Now we're up to the living. Once the dead is buried, the focus of attention changes to the living. To the living. The living needs to be comforted. Nichum Avelim. We now go with Nichum Avelim. So you have to stand in the Shura to be Menachem the Avel. So wait a minute. I didn't have a Mincha yet. Shkia. I didn't have a Mincha. Do I have to stick around over here and do Nichum Avelim or can I go down a Mincha? So it's over here. So it covers. If you can go and you can daven Shemana Esrei, you can daven Mincha, you can finish the whole Shemana Esrei before they get up to your part of the Shura. Then yes.
You mean the Avelim before they go through? Yeah.
So then Taka, go daven Mincha Ma'ariv. If not, lo yashilu. Oh, Nichum Avelim is a gross mitzvah. It's doiche tzvila. Better be Menachem the Avel and miss Mincha.
What about the Rachmul Atzlan, the 7 days of mourning?
Okay, we're after that yet. We're after Nichma Avelim on the way back. Only the first day. Ha'im din Meshura, Ha'pnim. Now, what about you're in the Shura? It's a very big Shura. Ha'pnimim, if you manish right up, if you ride up against the dead, Ha'pnimim, Peturim, V'achitzonim, Chayavim. And those are on the outer row. Are going to be chayav. Whereas even when there's a big crowd, only those up against the mason is going to be part. Next.
Why? Because they still have time to.
No, they don't need that. Because just your presence. Sometimes you need if you're right in front of the person and you talk, it's a chutzpah. But when you're ready, the second, third row, and they don't see what you're doing.
Sight,
it's going to be. Exactly. I always told them in the morning. I will tell the olam. Listen, you want to watch a movie. You want to surf the web. You want to text. You want to go and take care of your stocks. On your smartphone, because on the 8th, just don't do it in front of my face. Don't do it. You want to go watch a movie, so sit in the back. And I shouldn't, don't be, be discreet. Be discreet when you talk on, you text on your cell phone. Noshim v'avodim u'ketanim p'turim mikriyashom natzilim natzilin v'chayim b'tzilim v'mezuzim v'mezuzim v'mezuzim. Noshim and avodim, ketanim, they're exempt from kriyashma and tzilin. Why are noshim v'chayim, this is man grama? Tzilin is, this is man grama. V'chayim b'tzvila, noshim v'chayim and tzilin ketanim v'mezuzim 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 v'mezuzim. Because v'mezuzim 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 she'en as man grama. Now, right, this is a very important halachas. Rav Moshe Shmuel Chishonis, Mutal Lefanavini. Shein the Mishnah, Mi Shemesa Mutal Lefanav. What does it mean? Mutal Lefanav means it's your responsibility.
Even if it's not in that, they're room with you.
It doesn't physically mean it's right in front of you. Mutal Lefanav makes a dig now. And that's the Gemara's maskana. At this moment in time, the Gemara does not get that. The Gemara at this moment in time thinks Mutal Lefanav means in the physical proximity. Okay? Physical proximity. Mutal Lefanavin, Shein Mutal Lefanav Loi. That means that if you're not in the room, you chai. If the mace is not in the room, and a person is an oinein, it's his seven, one of his seven relatives, you chai v'ol the mitzvah, you chai v'nemenei, mi shemeisu b'tul l'fonav, oichel b'vayis acher. It's not their cherets. Eat in the mace. V'im ein loy b'vayis acher, oichel b'es chaveiroi, in your friend's house. V'im ein loy b'es chaveiroi, oichel mechitz av yoichel. It is a very important halach. People do not know this halach. Chamon al-Litzlan, you're not allowed to eat in front of the dead. And Chamon al-Litzlan is the person is a shomer, or let's say Chamon al-Litzlan, the person, there's a dead body in the hospital, but the person dies, they have to wait for all the things to be done, and there's food, you're hungry, you're not allowed to eat in front of the dead. That's a halacha. Even in Oynid, there's no bracha, I make a bracha. There's no loig l'rosh, no bracha. It's not their cheretz to eat in front of a dead body. In England, in the cemetery, there's no eating. There's no eating, there's a sign, no food allowed in the cemetery. In Einloy Dover Lasas Mechitza, Machs upon the Yechel, so you have to go turn your face. Now, if you have no choice, you have to turn your face when you do it. Now, this means even in general. The Einloy Mesiv means, even, there's a whole shot that seems over here, it means, let's say there is an oining. I'm not eating in the house. I'm not eating in the room with the Mesiv. I'm eating 100 miles away. When you eat, you don't sit ahead of the table. Rachamanos on the person is an oinein. That would mean in today's day and age, Rachmana Litzlan, a person is an oinein, and the next morning is going to be a funeral, and he's eating supper, his wife is sending him dinner, he should not sit in his regular seat. He should not sit b'roish at the dining table in the head, because that's called mesiv. That's an expression of mesiv b'roish. You have on your mind, you have to recognize there's something going on over here. In mesiv yoichal, v'ein yoichal basar. It's all halach, all the rabbis tell this to people. They only tell them this way, all the rabbis tell the people. My father's telling all about this all the time. An oinein is not allowed to eat meat and wine. Okay, so the dinner until the funeral is over, meat may not be served to Rachmano Litzlan Leilenu to an oinein. Ve'en Shosiyan, ve'en Mavarach. No brachas. Ve'en Mezamein. It does not say he's not made the Zimun, ve'en Mavarach. He's not part of the Zimun. Ve'en Mezamein Allah, ve'en Mavarach. You don't answer. Okay, you bench for me, I'll answer, I'm into the Birch Samaz. No, they mezan love, they don't join to the Zimun. We're part of the Kriya Shema, Minatfilum, we call this one Mizu Torah. And what is the Kash over here is, you see that he's exempt even when he's outside of the room. So that's the Stira. A Shabbos, though, you mechuyib, there's no anis, a Shabbos, Mesa, Yechav, Mablas, Shabbos, 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 Mavarach, Mazamalov, Chai, Bechom, Zimutura, Rab Shimon, 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 According to Tandakama, on Shabbos, Dram Shabbat Sinna. Dram Shabbat Sinna is Osir. According to Shimon Galil, the allowed to be even Oina, there's no Dram Shabbat Sinna. Okay, that's what we're up to tomorrow. It's telling me we're up to tomorrow. Steer.
Mine.
Archon used to say.
Mayesh, Ramon Barach, Lamomay, oh my God.
Oh.
Why do they tell it to you like this? You come to my speech. You don't want to listen to this. You come to my speech. Shalom.